This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man, well, and today I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so the place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
John McCain. Where do I start with John McCain? Well, how about what John McCain said yesterday? And look, I've said on this show many times, it is becoming increasingly clearer every day who is the enemy of the American people. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? It's becoming very clear every single day. John McCain is a perfect case in point here. John McCain, by the way, he is... he's got this deal in Munich. Okay? So a couple things I want to talk about. He's got this thing that he gives every year. It's the called the Munich Security Conference. Okay? And it is a literally a who's who of globalists and New World Order crowd. Okay? Now, let me play this for you. Because it's very instructive. Listen to what John McCain says. And then also I'm going to get into some of the other things he said. But this is over the weekend. He was on Meet the Press. Because, of course, Chuck Todd. And he talked about Donald Trump. And he said that this is how dictators...
More hope than belief.
Get started. Listen.
Before I let you go, I'm curious of your reaction to a tweet that the president sent Friday night. The fake news media, failing New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people. You believe the press is the enemy? You believe any group of Americans are the enemy of another group of Americans?
I was talking about the period, as you know, of the New World Order, a fundamental part of that.
So let me stop there. He specifically references the New World Order, specifically. Okay, now listen.
New World Order was a free press. I hate the press. I hate you especially. But the fact is, we need you. We need a free press. We must have it. It's vital. If you want to preserve, I'm very serious now, if you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started.
That's how dictators get started, with tweets like that?
No, they get started by suppressing a free press. In other words, in consolidation of power, when you look at history, the first thing that dictators do is shut down the press. And I'm not saying that President Trump is trying to be a dictator. I'm just saying we need to learn the lessons of history.
Senator McCain, I'm going to leave it there. You are a student of history, that's for sure. I always appreciate you sharing your views, no matter how much you hate me. That's all right. Coming up,
always beware of a politician stating the obvious. Always. Now, let's go over what he said. He said that in order to preserve democracy, you must have a free press. He says that without it, he's afraid we will lose so much of our individual liberties over time. He said that's how dictators get started. Well, of course that's how dictators get started. Who has proposed getting rid of the First Amendment? And by the way, I don't recall John McCain ever going after the press as they went along with everything that Obama did. Because I know that under the previous administration, the Attorney General talked openly of prosecuting people who criticize Islam or question so-called climate science. Under the previous administration, the IRS got caught hampering the ability of Tea Party groups to support their candidates for Congress. Those are the kind of things that dictators do. Where was John McCain then? He said yesterday, they get started by suppressing free speech, talking about dictators. It sounds like to me that John McCain is the one that wants to thwart freedom. He seems to view the media as above criticism. To criticize the media, he implies, is to threaten freedom of the press. But what about when the press lies? What about their obvious distortion? Their habitual one-sidedness? The factual context dropping and daily open bias? If a president calls out a media on those things, does that mean he's proposing a dictatorship? Does the First Amendment imply we cannot question the media itself when it's wrong or biased, as journalism often has been throughout human history? John McCain's career is a sad one, mostly for those who care about liberty and the rights that entrenched career politicians like John McCain pretends to value. I get it. He survived Vietnam only to become an age caricature of the corruption that is so part of our government establishment. He survived the war against a communist dictatorship only to apologize for and enable a communist-like media that now inhabits the United States. People like John McCain should be held accountable for their words. Somebody must penetrate their Washington bubble of pretentious self-righteousness. If he's implying that President Trump's criticism of the media is tantamount to proposing a shutdown of the First Amendment, then he should prove it. If he can't prove it, then maybe he should stop implying it. In a way, John McCain is actually right. Democracy will not survive without the media as we know it. But individual rights do not depend on democracy. They depend on the Bill of Rights, the First and Second Amendments, and most of all, a court system unflinching in its willingness to uphold these rights. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Got sucks on with
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Happy President's Day to all my listeners out there. Hopefully he is your president. Imagine, you know, there's all these protests going around today. I saw a video of one across the street from the White House, and there literally was about a dozen people there. Imagine, because I thought about this. You know, the media is, of course, talking about this. There are protests all over the world going on against Donald Trump now. And I thought to myself, my God, it's been literally a month. Imagine if after Obama had become president, there was an organized campaign to protest President Obama, saying he's not my president, not my president, not my president. I mean, can you imagine how the media would cover that? And how appalled they would be, and how they would liken it to racism, right? But not a word by the media. In fact, they're encouraging it because they are the opposition. Make no mistake about it. Donald Trump is 100% right about this. But I want to go back to a John McCain, okay? So there's an article in the Washington Post about this. This is in The Fix. It's an op-ed piece by one Aaron Blake. And he says that John McCain just systematically dismantled Donald Trump's entire worldview. Senator John McCain hits out at Trump in speech. Okay? The fact that the Washington Post is openly cheering against Donald Trump should tell you everything you need to know. Also, understand something. The Washington Post is an arm of the Central Intelligence Agency. Period. End of story. And it should alarm everyone. Look, we have now seen that there are elements within the intelligence community that are trying to take out our president. So I want to read this article. John McCain just systematically dismantled Donald Trump's entire worldview. John McCain is nothing more than a neocon who wants war. If it was up to John McCain, we'd be at war right now. There is not a war that John McCain doesn't love. Okay? And the fact that he is trying to dismantle Donald Trump's worldview scares the hell out of me. Okay? So, here's this article. I want to read this to you. John McCain is increasingly mad as hell about President Trump. And on Friday, he went after Trump hard. During a speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany. By the way, this Munich Security Conference in Germany, just so you know, is all John McCain's. It's John McCain's conference. He basically started this conference. Everybody at that conference is a bunch of neocons. Like I saw over the weekend, there was, of course, Lindsey Graham was there, John the Tweaker Kasich. They're all there. All the neocons are there. So during his speech at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, the Republican senator from Arizona delivered a pointed and striking point-by-point takedown of Trump's worldview and brand of nationalism. McCain didn't mention Trump's name once, but he didn't have to. So again, Trump's worldview and brand of nationalism. This is apparently a very bad thing. And even considering the two men's up and down history and the terrible things Trump has said about McCain, it was a striking display from a senior leader of a party when it comes to a president of the same party. Donald Trump, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Donald Trump is a Republican in name only. Now, I know I've made disparaging remarks about Republicans in the past and called them rhinos, but in a sense, Donald Trump is a Republican in name only. Donald Trump is actually an independent. But this worldview that John McCain has, it is the worldview of globalism, of one world order. In fact, he says as much in the speech. So let me go back to this article. In his speech, McCain suggests that the Western world is uniquely imperiled this year, even more so than when Barack Obama was president, and proceeded to question whether it will even survive. Now listen, here's a quote from McCain. In recent years, this question would invite accusations of hyperbole and alarmism. Not this year, McCain said. If ever there was a time to treat this question with a deadly seriousness, it is now. In case there was any doubt about this was about Trump, here is what followed. Listen to what John McCain said. The founders of the Munich Conference, which, by the way, is John McCain. He's the founder of the Munich Conference, would be alarmed by an increasing turn away from universal values and towards old ties of blood and race and sectarianism. Okay? A turning away from universal values, whatever that means, and toward old ties of blood and race and sectarianism, whatever that means. He also went on to say this, there would be, and I quote, they would be alarmed by the hardening resentment we see towards immigrants and refugees and minority groups, especially Muslims. This is John McCain. Okay? He is down with open borders and with embracing Muslims coming into this country. They would be alarmed by the growing inability and even willingness to separate truth from lies. They would be alarmed that more and more of our fellow citizens seem to be flirting with authoritarianism and romancing it as our moral equivalent. He's talking about Trump, 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 Trump. And then he continued. And I'll get back to it when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, get loose, get on the spotlight. This is something that you know to change the weather. The cattle spiders call the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. John McCain continues his attacks on the President of the United States. It's John McCain, it's Lindsey Graham, it's Marco Rubio in the Republican Party leading the charge. It's the media. John McCain, make no mistake about this, he's a globalist. He's a warmonger. He's a neocon. And so are most people within Washington. Are all those things that I just said? Globalist, neocon, warmonger. I want to go back to this Washington Post article. Here's a quote from John McCain. Okay? But what would alarm them most, talking about the New World Order people, the globalists, I think is a sense that many of our peoples, i.e. globalists, including in my own country, are giving up on the West, that they see it as a bad deal, that we may be better off without, and that while Western nations still have the power to maintain our world order, it's unclear whether we will. He's telling you that he is a globalist, that he believes in the new world order. No. 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 We believe in America. And America first. And if that makes me a nativist, and if nationalism is bad, then So be it. So this Washington Post reporter, what's this guy's name? Aaron Blake. He writes, Trump has repeatedly suggested a desire to pull out of or scale back on international involvement and agreements. His slogan is America first, after all. And it's not just on free trade. It's also when it comes to things like NATO, the transatlantic military alliance that Trump has suggested the United States is getting a bad deal on and has flirted with not enforcing. Then McCain invoked some of those close to Trump and emphasized that his message won't square with theirs. I know there is a profound concern across Europe and the world that America is laying down the mantle of global leadership, i.e. globalism. Because for John McCain and the rest of his crew of globalists, America should lead this global new world order, this global governance, this global one world order government and one world currency. Remember, in order to do that, you've got to tank the dollar. So he goes on to say, I can only speak for myself, but I do not believe that this is the message you will hear from all of the American leaders who cared enough to travel here to Munich this weekend. Obviously. That's not the message you heard today from Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis. That is not the message you will hear from Vice President Mike Pence, because, you know, they went there as well. It's not the message that you will hear from Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly, and that's certainly not the message you will hear tomorrow from our bipartisan congressional delegation. Then he concluded with another shot at Trump. I refuse to accept that our values are morally equivalent to those of our adversaries. I'm a proud, unapologetic believer in the West, and I believe we must always, always stand up for it. For if we do not, who will? Okay? He's talking about globalism. He's talking about a one world order. That's what he's talking about. It's exactly what he's talking about. And he's unapologetic about it. He's basically saying, hey, listen, I'm a globalist. You should be too. And Donald Trump is threatening the new world order. Okay. Now, if that's what you want, then, you know, hey, by all means, go for it. Seriously. If that's what you want, go for it. If you want a new world order, then by all means, have at it. I'll tell you something. The fact that globalism has been stopped dead in its tracks and that these people are running scared and that there's now a pause. Remember one thing. I want you to understand something. The EU was simply an experiment. Because if the EU works, then you can take that model and expand it globally. You see, the European Union was just the beginning of global governance. Because if you can do it in Europe, then you can replicate that model in the rest of the world. And that is what these people wanted. And so, remember and pay attention to exactly who it is that's talking about globalism and that's talking about Donald Trump. Because John McCain John McCain and all those of his ilk are the enemy of the American people. Okay? That is a fact. Because if you're going to criticize America first and put the interests of the world over America, that's why Donald Trump says there's no global anthem. There is no global government. There's no global flag. We, in America, we lead the world because of this great experiment, which is a democratic republic that has not succeeded anywhere in history, and no one's been able to do what we've done. The greatness of America is that we have exported our system of government, liberty, freedom, to the rest of the world, or at least we have tried. There is no global government. There is no global anthem. We don't fly a global flag. All right? Like, I see these protests all over the world. Like, oh, people are protesting in London now today. Who gives a rat's ass what they're doing in London? I don't care. And this whole notion of America first being bad, that we're somehow becoming isolationist and that is a bad thing, harkening back to the Nazis. Intellectually, you can do a lot better. We'll be right back.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432 is the number here. If you've listened to my show in the last 18 months, I have said many times that Donald Trump is actually like the character in Caddyshack, Al Zurvik. Now the New York Times thinks it's insulting Trump by comparing him to Caddyshack's Al Zurvik. Few things better illustrate the cultural isolation of the New York Times in their liberal bubble than the fact that they actually consider it an insult to President Trump to compare him to the popular character of Al Zurvik in the comedy movie Caddyshack. That was the bizarre assumption made in their February 13th editorial notebook opinion piece, The Caddyshack President, written by Elizabeth Williamson. Had she or anybody at the Times editorial staff done just a bit of research, they would have discovered that many Trump supporters have long been making the same comparison because of the way that Al shook things up at the Stodgy Golf Club and was looked upon favorably. So let me just point out the cultural cluelessness that seems so prevalent at the Times. She writes, there is a rule by Al Zurvik, Rodney Dangerfield's character in Caddyshack, a reckless, clownish boor surrounded by syncopants, determined to blow up all convention. But this is real life, and every time Mr. Trump strikes a pose, the rest of the world holds its breath. Had somebody at the New York Times Googled the names of Al Zurvik and Trump together, they would have quickly found out that just a month ago, the comparison was made at the liberal NPR to explain why Trump was favorably viewed by his supporters. I have been saying this for the longest time. In fact, anybody that's been paying attention knows that that's what we've been saying. So all of a sudden, the New York Times thinks that, oh, they've got him now. Trump is Al Cervic. Really? That's actually what we've been saying, and it's actually why we like him. Dummies.
I think this place is restricted, Wang, so don't tell me you're Jewish. Okay, fine. Oh, I can give me half a half dozen of those Vulcan V10s and set my friend up here with the whole schmear. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though. Hey, Whitey, where's your hat? Let's go while we're young.
You mind, sir? Trying to tee off?
I bet you slice into the woods $100.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Damn! Okay, you can owe me.
I owe you nothing!
Four!
Fine shot.
Oh! I should have yelled two.
What do you got here, rocks?
Are you kidding? When I was your age, I would lug 50 pounds of ice up five, six flights of stairs.
So what?
So what? So let's dance. I was alone. I
never knew what to love. Now, like the devil. With her, and we sang. The man's a menace.
Take a scare for another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? Now, here, take this for yourself, okay? Shit, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hit.
Dog food! I'm sorry, dog food!
Lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh? Look at that one. Well, the last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it. This whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood?
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
That is Donald Trump. I said this throughout the campaign. Donald Trump is Al Cervic from Caddyshack. He's also, not only is he Al Cervic, he's also the character in Back to School. Again, they do not get it. Like, that's not an insult. Okay? It's not an insult. We don't think it's a bad thing. We actually think it's funny. We actually think that Donald Trump is funny. Okay? And you do not still get it. I suspect that they're not going to get it. In fact, the biggest problem, and I've said this before, the biggest problem with media and with the left is just not having a sense of humor. I mean, really chill. Trump is... he's Al from Caddyshack. And when you watch that movie, it was funny. He was the hero. It wasn't Ted Knight. It wasn't the other dorks. You laughed at them. You laughed at all of them. See, this is what the media has clearly missed the mark on. So, if you think you're insulting Donald Trump or you're insulting his supporters, no. Maybe now you're just beginning to understand what we have already known. But they don't understand. In fact, they're never going to understand. Because if you remember Caddyshack, it was pretty clear who the good guys were and who the bad guys were. Okay? Pretty clear. It was obvious. The same thing's going on now. It's pretty obvious who the bad guys are. Who's the enemy of the American people? It's pretty obvious. I don't even think Donald Trump needs to point it out. Because we all know. Somehow the media still hasn't gotten it. And I suspect that they never will. All right, I am out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show. Send me your friend request as well, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. I'm out.
I can't get no satisfaction.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.